91.1 WEDN is the one and only DJ Mac, and I'm joined by my co-host, the one and only state champ,
DJ Rello. This is good, y'all boys.
Yes, sir. We're coming up doing another episode of Top 5. Today is going to be movies. This might be a little bit of a controversial topic. Movies. Everybody's got their favorites.
Top 5 movies.
Everybody's got their favorites, man.
It's going to be a lot.
Everybody's got their favorites, whether that be action, comedy, romance, anything like that. Anything goes, any kind of movie. We got two special guests today. One returning, one brand new. Let's give them an intro. We'll start down here on that end.
Z-Band.
Yes, sir. Back again. And then we'll move down here.
DC Navy.
All right. Let's do it. Let's do it. We'll start with bands down there at the end.
Y'all talking about movies?
Yeah, yeah. Top 5 movies. Right.
What's your number 5 movie?
Number 5 would probably have to be Finding Nemo.
It's a good movie. Good Disney movie. Yeah. I like Pixar movies.
Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
It's a good Pixar movie.
Finding Nemo is a good movie. It's a good
movie. If it's on, I'll watch it.
But yeah. Top 5 is crazy, though.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, a little bit. Rella, what about you?
My 5, I would probably have to go with Friday.
That's a great movie. I love that. That whole series is funny.
Yeah, of course.
They're all good.
On my list, it's going to be a lot of comedy movies.
Yeah, mine too.
Nah, we didn't hear it.
Oh, I had it turned down.
Navy, what about you? It's number 5 movie.
I would have to say Inside Out.
It's a good movie.
Inside Out. I like Inside Out.
It was a good movie, but it was sad.
I ain't say I didn't like Nemo. It's just not top 5. Inside Out is not top 5
either. Inside Out is definitely not top 5.
It's definitely a top 5 Disney Pixar movie.
Top 5.
Crazy.
Probably top 3.
No.
Top 3 is pushing it, but maybe top 5.
Inside Out is not top 5 for me either.
Yeah. I don't think any Disney movies
are. But Finding Nemo is. Nah, they about the same on my. They about the same.
I don't think any Disney movies are going to be on my list.
Oh yeah, me either.
Not even Toy Story?
No, definitely
That's
not.
My favorite.
Definitely not. But my number 5 is the new Top Gun. Top Gun Maverick.
I watched it. I ain't gonna lie.
That movie was so good. Like following the first, like I watched the first one and then I went to the theater and watched the second one like back to back almost.
But that's the only thing.
Yeah, like, it was so good.
I didn't watch like the first one. Like I just watched it. Yeah, that's why it really wasn't like great to me. But it was a good movie.
Oh, dude, you gotta watch them like back.
Yeah, it was
to
a
back.
Good movie, but yeah,
it was such a good movie. It kept you on your seat, edge of your seat the whole time. Such a good movie.
Great movie.
All right, DJ Bands, number 4.
Probably it would be like Deadpool.
Good movie.
Deadpool. I never watched Deadpool, but I've always wanted to watch it.
What's wrong with you, bro?
No. I've always wanted to watch the movie, but I never watched it.
Ryan Reynolds plays that role perfectly.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I've never seen a bad Ryan Reynolds movie. He's a good actor.
I don't know who Ryan Reynolds is.
A guy from Free Guy.
Oh, okay. He plays... Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, he's Deadpool.
Okay. Free Guy, that's a good movie, too.
Never saw it.
Never saw it?
Nope.
For real?
Yeah. Never saw it. I'm a huge Ryan Reynolds fan. Never saw it.
Great movie.
I didn't like that one movie.
It's not top 5, but it's a good movie.
I didn't like that one he had on Netflix, the Adam Project. I didn't like it.
That was a good movie.
It was so dumb. Everything cool happened at once. Like the first 20 minutes of it were like the first like hour of it was straight filler, and then it was just like a half hour of nothing nonstop.
Right.
And it all happened so quick, and then before you know it's over.
It was a great movie though.
Yeah, it was okay. It was tolerable. Rella, what's your number 4?
Number 4 for me probably has to be Friday After Next. I mean,
yeah. Is that the Christmas one?
Friday After Next. Is that the Christmas?
Yeah, cause it's Friday. It's next Friday, Friday, next Friday, and then Friday, and then after,
Friday
next.
After Next.
Yeah.
That's the Christmas one.
The one with Terry Crews.
Yeah, yeah. The next Friday is the one where he went. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do that. Even though it's not really considered a Christmas movie, I still think it's a Christmas movie, and I watch it around it's a Christmas great time.
Christmas movie.
Exactly. It's like Die Hard.
Bro, like, I love that movie. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
It's a great movie. I do love the Friday series. They're so funny. I can't believe they offered Chris Tucker over like $10 million to do any other Friday movie, and he wouldn't do it.
That's crazy.
He became like super religious, and he wouldn't do it for any amount of money.
Dang, I did not know that. But yeah, they come out with another Friday movie. That would be tough.
I don't think they will because the dad passed away.
John Witherspoon.
Yeah. I was very upset. He makes those movies funny.
Yeah.
Craig's behind on his rent. I got enough problems paying my own rent. those movies are so funny. Nave, what about you? What's your number four?
I don't know. I have to say this movie called Freaks.
Never saw it.
I don't know if y'all saw it, but it's not like it's like a superhero movie, I'll say. Like,
okay.
Freaks. I love superhero movies too.
Right. It sounds like something I'd be
it's
into.
It's good.
Like I love superhero shows such as like Flash, Supergirl, all those I've watched, Green Arrow, all those. Like,
one of my favorites was Gotham.
Luke Cage.
I loved Gotham. That was
my
such
favorite
a good
is
show.
Flash though. Flash is
Flash did go hard.
That's top notch.
I like that show. That had a good cast.
Yeah.
I definitely liked Flash. It was good. It's a good choice. If I see it like on Netflix or something, I'll give it a shot. I'll definitely watch that. My number four is probably Boondock Saints. I love that movie.
It's a movie?
Yeah. It's not the anime.
I was about to say it's not the anime Boondock.
No, it's a so these two guys, they're Irish and they're super religious, but they basically kill mobsters. Like it's set in like the 80s, so when like the mafia, like the Russian and Italian mob ran everything in New York.
Oh, okay.
And they're like vigilantes, like they kill bad people.
Oh, okay.
And it's such a good movie. It's got funny, it's action packed, it's perfectly laid out. It's got a great cast, everything. It's a all around movie. It's free on Amazon Prime, so if you get a chance, definitely watch it. It's really funny. Man's number four, or number three.
Z-Man.
Number three would be like Black Panther.
Black Panther, for sure.
It was good.
I saw it
in theaters. It was good.
Black Panther is tough. Yeah. It will forever be tough.
It was a little confusing, like, to watch it. I had to watch it more than once to completely understand the plot.
I understood it the first time.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Great movie, amazing cast, Chadwick Boseman, amazing cinematography. That movie looked amazing throughout the entire film.
They Black Panther costumes was hard.
Yeah, the costume design looked amazing. Set design was cool. CGI was cool, like, when they're going through all the tech that he has. Yeah. It looked so cool. Like when he puts
his thing too, like
when he
for
puts
sure.
the, when he puts the necklace on and the suit just fades in. That looked so clean the first time I saw it. It looked dope. Rello, what's your number three?
Three for me. It's gonna be next Friday.
All right.
I gotta put the Fridays in my top five because they are my top fives. Like
yeah, they're great movies.
I can't lie about the Fridays. I love them.
Rib so good, make you want to slap your mama. Yeah, they're great movies. Great cast. Those movies never go wrong.
They're definitely so good. I don't know why they not in y'all top five, but.
Don't get me wrong.
Hey, that's not.
Because I don't like it that much.
You feel me?
They're definitely.
But you like.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
I do.
I'll put them in my honorable mentions.
Okay.
They'll definitely. Cool. All three of them will definitely make my honorable mentions. Those are great movies. Navy, what about you? What's your number three?
I have to say Spider-Man Far Away From Home.
I didn't. Like, I thought.
Love the Spider-Man. Like, the. I don't. Which one come first, though? But I like that Spider-Man. Is the Far Away From Home the one that just dropped?
Like last December?
Yeah.
That's a good
like
movie.
I didn't like it.
When they brought all the Spider-Mans back from the other.
Yep.
That's a good movie. I swear to God, that movie like, good.
I didn't like it.
Bro, why? That movie is great.
It was really overhyped, and by the time I got to watch it, it was really spoiled by media.
Oh, you shouldn't. Yeah.
Like everything, every good part was given away in the trailer.
See, that's your fault. Like, that's not the movie's fault.
It's my fault for watching the trailer for a movie?
It's your fault for spoiling it for yourself.
How is that my fault? That's like watching a trailer for Batman and that's like saying watching a trailer for Batman and in the trailer it shows Joker dying and then everybody expects to go to the movie theater and not expecting Joker to die.
Oh.
Like that. Yes. That's basically what happened with Spider-Man for me.
You watched the wrong trailer. I
didn't like it that much. Oh. It was lacking compared to any other like show like that.
I like how they brought all the Spider-Mans back.
It was about time Tobey Maguire got back in the Marvel studio.
Like they like included different universes and stuff.
Yeah, it was definitely pretty cool. Are we on number three?
Two.
Yeah, we're two. On three.
Did
two. I haven't said my three yet. I like Clue. What
is that? Never seen it.
It's a good movie. Clue. It's based off the board game.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's pretty good. It came out in the 80s, and like when I was little, me and my mom would watch it all the time, and now it's just that movie, like if we don't know what to watch, we'll just put that on.
Speaking of board games, y'all watch Jumanji? I mean, y'all had it, bro.
Yeah. Of course.
That is a great movie.
It's like the old one and like
I like the original one with Robin Williams.
Nah, the new one is hard because it's Kevin Hart in the new one. So I like funny movies. So
it was all right. It wasn't bad. Jack Black was making that movie funny. Him and Kevin Hart. I'm not a big Dwayne Johnson fan. He's.
No, it's just like, I don't like that boy to me either.
Yeah, he was over. He's overhyped. He's overhyped.
Just saying, like. Dwayne, The Rock, Johnson, he kills every movie he's on, bro.
He plays the same role in every movie, though.
No, he don't.
Yes, he does.
Explain, Mac. Tell me why you think that.
Okay. Well, how do I put this in example? I got to think of a different movie he's in besides Jumanji.
We talking about Kevin Hart, right?
No, I'm talking about Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne, The Rock, Johnson.
Kevin Hart makes movies funny.
If Kevin Hart and The Rock is in the movie, it's a good movie.
When Kevin Hart is just a good, I don't know about The Rock.
If they are in Kevin the movie Hart. Together, it's a good movie.
Wasn't he in Red Notice?
Red Notice.
Yeah.
Red Notice, that's a tough movie. That's a tough movie.
Again, another Ryan Reynolds movie.
That's a tough movie. Oh, yeah, Ryan Reynolds was in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
He was tough.
Yeah. Wait, I was trying to say something stupid. I was trying to say I thought that was Adam Sandler.
It's my number three. I gotta think about that for a second.
You said Clues.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Clue. Yeah, it's a good movie. It's a murder mystery movie. It's pretty good.
Alright, my number two probably be Final Destination 3.
The third one? That whole series is good.
The whole series is good.
I've never seen them. Never
so,
seen them.
I'll give you the rundown of the first one. So they're on a plane, right? And this guy gets a vision. Like, it's a school trip to Europe. And this guy has a vision of, like, the plane exploding. Yeah. Like, with him on it, everybody dies, right? Mm-hmm. So he freaks out. And he gets
off the plane.
Yeah, he gets off the plane. And then he's watching it, like, fly away. And then it actually explodes. Crash. And all the people that got off with him, like, slowly... die throughout the movie.
But you know, have y'all heard about that new movie, The Bullet Train?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to see it.
With Brad Pitt?
Yeah,
I
want to
see it.
Yeah.
I love... Any Brad Pitt movie is good.
I want to see it. I want to see it. I don't know why. I just want to see it.
You know what genre of movies that's really underrated?
What?
Sports movies.
Sports, of course. Yeah. Speaking of sports movie, my two is Blindside.
Great movie.
Blindside, gotta be
good movie, man.
Gotta be my two.
Good movie. I do like football movies like that. Like good cinematic baseball movies are good too. Like Rookie of the Year, Moneyball,
Sandlot. What's the one with G Baby in it?
It's not Moneyball. It's a.
Is it Fastball? Nah, I don't think it's Fastball.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
I'm about to look it up right now.
We'll circle back to that. But my number two. Oh, wait. Navy, what's your number two?
My number two? Yeah. Tomorrow War.
Never seen it.
Wait,
what's it called?
Tomorrow War.
Tomorrow War?
I've never seen it. What's it about?
So it's basically, so they're in the year 22. This came out in 2021, but they're in the year 2022.
Hardball, my bad.
I've seen it. Good movie.
Yeah, and so they come across this, like, I don't know, it's like this creature, I don't know, like it's, no, it's like a parasite kind of, and it's like spreading rapidly and people are dying and stuff. So people from the past comes all the way to 2022 talking about, like, we need people from the future to fight this war.
That's together. Crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really good lit. Movie.
It's really good.
Sound lit.
It's a good movie.
Yo, too, Mac.
Show Fight too. Club.
Fight Club.
Yeah.
Fight Club. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. I love Fight Club.
That sounds familiar.
It's such a good movie. It's got Brad Pitt. I always forget the guy's name. The other guy, he's in so many good movies. He's in Rounders. I can't remember his name to save my life. But Brad Pitt is like the main guy, one of the main guys in it. Meatloaf is actually in it. He's in that movie. It's a great movie. It's cinematic throughout the whole thing. And the ending is like the last 20 minutes of it is just a scene to keep you on the edge of your seat throughout the whole movie. It's an amazing movie. It's so good. Vans, what's your number one?
Number one.
Soul Plane. Why does that sound familiar?
Soul Plane. Oh,
is it new?
Okay. Soul Plane. Soul Plane has Snoop Dogg.
I think I've seen it on Netflix.
Yeah, you definitely seen it.
Yeah.
It has Snoop Dogg, Kevin Hart. I can't remember the other people, but it's a good movie. It's basically they on a plane, and it's a great movie.
I'll have to check it out.
Number one for me, man. Hey, that was a great pick, though, Z-Man. Yeah, that was a great pick. Number one for me gotta be The Little Rascals, man. It's always a movie that I always watch that movie. I can watch that movie anytime, any age. If I'm 50, any age, I can watch that movie.
I probably quote that movie on a daily basis, mm-hmm. or at least on a weekly basis. Like, my dog will bring me a toy.
Uh-huh.
I'll be like, thanks, Petey. All the time, bro. All the time.
Oh, that's funny.
All the time.
Bro, I love that movie, bro.
Yeah.
That's my movie.
It is pretty good, yeah. All right, Navy, what is your number one favorite movie?
I had it, but I forgot. I don't even know. Oh, yeah. Poetic Justice, that's my
thing. Oh, yeah.
Good movie.
Okay. That's the one with Tupac in it?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Good movie. Jackson. Good movie. Good movie.
That's okay. Sorry.
I love music, like music movies like that, like Boys in the Hood, Straight Outta Compton, great movies.
I forgot one.
Hey. I love those kinds of movies.
Menace to Society is my favorite.
Menace to Society is another good one. Like, movies like that, they're all like, you're like, I like movies you learn stuff from, but not documentaries.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like Bohemian Rhapsody is a good example. I learned so much about the band Queen. But it wasn't a documentary. It was an actual movie I could sit down and watch.
Right, yeah, for sure.
It was good. My number one. Okay, I got to do an honorable mention first. Whiplash. I love music, and it's about a drummer in college, right? And he's got this, like, cruel band director. But he's a drummer, right? And he goes through absolute everything. Like, he drums so much his hands start like bleeding, and it's a very good cinematic movie.
Okay.
But my number one, Rounders.
Rounders?
It's got Matt Damon in it.
Rounders.
It's so they play poker right throughout the whole movie, and being a magician, I love movies like that. And one of the guys is a card cheat. Like, he cheats at playing cards, and that's their thing. Like, one guy will go in, and he's, like, the cleanest at reading faces. He'll know what hand you have. And the other guy will give him a good hand, right, throughout the whole night. And they'll, like, whatever winnings they get, they'll split it 50-50.
Okay.
I'm like being somebody that loves, like, practicing stuff like that with playing cards.
Do you remember that movie, Now You See Me?
Yeah.
I like that movie.
I love those movies. Like, it's like seeing movies like that. Like, of them doing tricks and, like, second dealing and bottom dealing, I'm like, that's crazy. Like, before I learned how to do that, that was just mesmerizing to me. Mm-hmm. But now I know how to do that, and I'm like, that's even cooler. It's literally watching something in a movie and doing it while you're watching it.
Right, right.
It's so cool. Yeah, good picks. Everybody had some good movies.
It was versatile, very versatile. Very.
It was a lot of good movies, though.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a lot of good movies in this world. Like,
for real. For real. There was a lot of good ones. Good picks. Thank you so much for listening for the second episode of Top 5. We had some very special guests. Thank you so much. This episode will be posted on 91.1 WEDM. We're doing an Instagram post about it, and it's going to be posted on our newly updated website, WEDMFM.com. So go check out this podcast. Go check out some new podcasts. Thank you so much for listening. 91.1 WEDM.